Okay. I wrote some of this out so that I don't miss anything and I don't get all lost on another tangent. So, to start it out, I am here this lifetime to help fix the grids and the power of the crystals. Because I have soul remembrance of Atlantis and being the crystal master there, that powered them down and transported them out then. The eclipse was tracking a big dragon line. And the opportunity to power it up. Weeks before the eclipse, I was getting messages and pictures of the grids at the different points that they were showing on the cities, that they were showing on the one map on the different timings. And that was the one in Texas, Dallas, Texas, Little Rock, Evanston, Illinois, Cleveland, Ohio, and Burlington, Vermont. And they had the times on it if any of you were tracking that picture at that time. Then I was going around the house, finding the crystals that needed to be used and which ones needed to do what. The crystal grid has three layers, and they were showing me on which layer to use at which city, what needed to be done. Some of them needed to be cleared, some of them needed to be connected, some turned on, and some activated as it went. And because this was such a big opportunity, I requested assistance from the dragons, the elementals, and fleet command. So the day before, to the dragons, I asked for support with me, my light, and please clear and connect and activate the dragon lines that were tracking on the eclipse. From the elementals, I asked the elementals to help allow releasing any of the low energy from the grids as smoothly as possible. And then, of course, love and light for me. A fleet command, I requested all the fleet commanders that hold their section to hold their watch over those of little light so they do not enter or disturb what we were trying to create on this flow while the Earth was doing the eclipse activation, and to make it so, First Quadrant Commander Kems from Eagle Fleet. From there, then, having known all along that these activations needed a group of people, because that was part of the codes that were put on them when they were shut down. That no one person could do that. So when Milena asked us all to kind of focus on the Arkansas point on that day, as I did the different ones, when I got to the Arkansas one, because all of you had whatever you were each doing, I could see these lines of light coming in from all over the world because you guys are all over the place. And it was just amazing to see that. And then with the crystal that Joan talked about that had blown up and there's all little shards all over the place, I could see that one. And that one connected itself back to all of its pieces. So now it kind of looks like a big blanket instead of a whole bunch of little pieces. So that was very successful, thanks to all of you holding the light. Once I finished the points after Arkansas, then I, did the points that followed that. And it was really great to see how successful we had been in activating that whole line. This was all done, while it was in its full eclipse. Then after this, the eclipse completed itself, you could feel the difference, or I could feel the difference. And for weeks after, I could feel how those crystals and that grid was connecting itself all the way around the world.
Wow.
And that was absolutely amazing. Now, how it has proceeded forward, for those couple of weeks, I could see it connecting itself. And it's real interesting when crystals start talking to each other. Then on May 10th, there was the largest CME that hit the planet. I'm not sure who tracks those. I do. That CME was big enough to take out the whole electrical grid of the planet, but the crystalline grid grounded it off. They were, and it activated a light coming out of the Earth upward. And they're still talking about it at spaceweather.com since then. And since all of the solar flares that are coming since then, and I feel them, I hear them when they come in. We're getting two or three a day. So far, they've been grounding off on the grid, and it's been raising the frequency. And so there's one of the websites that I watch. There's a map of the United States, and I can put this out, but it's SWPC dot NOAA dot gov. And it's a time lapse where it'll show where the energy is coming out of the planet on the grid. And there it's and I can see how they have a scale on the bottom, and I can see how we're slowly working to raise that whole grid to a frequency of the 40 megahertz, which would be our what's needed for the fifth dimension. And so for me, at first, when these CMEs would come in, because we're holding such a big, strong field, they felt like they pushed against me, and someone would make you very tired. Someone would rev me up like an energetic bunny and couldn't sleep or anything like that. So I started to let them come through me rather than resist them. And so I was just running a pattern called to me. So it can come through for me into my heart, then through me down to earth, and then let it come back up for me back to the heart, and then out to others. And that's been helping me to ground those CMEs when they come in. I'm not sure how other people are being affected by that. So that's what's going on.
Well, it's a lot.
It is.
Of course, we
And
knew
it's
that,
holding.
didn't we?
Yes. Right. And it's holding. And go and look at your crystals if you haven't taken time. They have lit up from the inside if you
Wow.
haven't, paid a lot of attention.
I have a big
We're
cluster.
holding.
Yeah, I have a big cluster that sits against my house in my yard. Facing the lake. And I have noticed
How much light is coming out of it?
out of
Yeah.
it and the transmission, and it wanted to go outside so it could transmit from that portal, Andromedan portal. So I do recognize that that man, that connection is back and forth between that cluster and the grid in the lake, because that archangelic portal that is in the lake there is designed to upgrade the base level of the crystalline grid up to its original state that it
Right.
was. So what you're saying makes so much sense, Charlotte. Thank you for sharing.
Because every time these CMEs, and I'm almost very thankful it's being done that way, too much would blow everything up, and it would blow our circuits,
Yes.
because, and let alone the all the people's. So if it comes in a little bit at a time, which in many cases feels like a lot, we can take it, integrate it, take it, integrate it. And I'm watching, and everybody else can start watching, watch the languaging from people around you. They're being activated, but they have no clue.
No.
Because as their energy is being raised, I can feel their DNA get turned on. And you start hearing a different languaging and them talking about making certain changes and not wanting this. And it's real interesting. And I'm real appreciative for that I want to call it gradual spin. Each time it comes in, it spins. And I notice on my own behavior, you're doing something, and all of a sudden something comes in, it gets your attention, and then you go back and you have a different idea about that, whatever it is you were working on, because it just spun up a couple layers on you.
Right. And I think the emotions are affected by that too, because then you have that awareness. Well, I could react to this, but why?
Yeah.
It's just not necessary. And so I don't. And I find that interesting. That's been coming on for a little bit now, and especially since that eclipse.
Yes. Yeah.
Because I'm very aware that I have it, I could, but why?
Yeah. Well, you can feel us in that choice point.
Yeah.
Before, we were always in that response point, and you just respond, and now you're sitting in that choice point of fifth dimension, which says I can choose,
Yeah.
and that
And you're
where that
very aware of it.
yeah.
Yeah. Interesting, isn't it? How those crystals turn on.
Oh, they're just amazing. Yeah. And how they talk to each other. And it was just amazing to see which ones have to be used for each. And everybody is doing it. You're all doing your piece. You may not be aware of what your piece is, but thank you very much, because without all of us together and connected in the level that we are with the council, this could not be happening.
No, it
So
couldn't.
I'm just so grateful, and I'm glad it's gradual, because it's a big step.
It is.
It's and I know they're, I don't want to say accelerating it, which we want. We don't want to spend another 10 years or so here.
Well, we're definitely on an accelerated path, and I think the council actually is going to talk a little bit on our next session about the acceleration that is occurring, and all of you are aware of it within yourself, and all these things that Charlotte's just been talking about, all these planetary alignments, the CMEs, just the energetics of the solstice full moon. We just had the 6-6 portal coming up on the 7-7. All of this is preparing us for the 8-8-8. And while this all 8-8s are very vital and important, this one carries a unique significance. And I'm really glad that our class is a few days after the actual 8-8, because that way, all of us, this is what they were telling me this morning, all of us will have the opportunity to absorb what's coming in for the planet, okay, and humanity. But then we are in a better position to receive what will be transmitted, which I have no idea what that looks like at this right now, for our group specifically, when we gather. So they said it will be, whatever's occurring energetically will be significant for our group beyond what's happening on the planet and for mass humanity.
And if you take that figure eight pattern, you'll see how one, when you're drawing that figure eight, one is a counter clockwise, and then the other is a clockwise. And that is so significant in the balancing. And that's the same thing when the energies come in. These energies don't come in straight lines. They all are coming in spirals. And so the ones coming down are usually a counterclockwise, and the ones going up are usually a clockwise. And that's all part of that figure eight patterning. And the same thing with forward movement. If you've got your figure eight standing up, or if you got it sideways, it's still that loopy back and forth. And the geometries of that are, I
And
can
just
see
from a
what the
strictly And listen, guys, any of you jump in here, you know, if you have any questions for Shalade or comments about what she's talking about or what we're talking about, this, it is a community call, so definitely jump in. But for me, that figure eight, it also represents that the continuation, past, present, and future is all connected. It's all in motion. There's no separation. There's no break. And that's how they say it all happens in simultaneous time. And you can just look at that figure eight and the energetic flow, and you can see how it's all happening, you know, and there's, 'cause there's different levels and layers to that. So anyway.